This half hour, we are going to talk about, we're going to talk about one of the cult companies that was identified in that little bit that I did just before the break there. MSN has written an article about cult companies, what makes them so hot, and at the top of their list, of course, Apple Computer. And Apple came out with the latest version of their iPad this week once again. And this part I don't get. People spent the night sleeping outside stores to get the first Apple or the newest version of the Apple iPad. And it's the iPad 3. Well, Julio Ojeda Zapata is a tech writer for the St. Paul Pioneer Press. I bet he didn't have to wait outside. I bet Apple sent him the new iPad 3. Hello, Julio.
Hi, how you doing?
Fine, thanks. Is that did you actually get sent the iPad 3?
Not exactly. The usual ritual that I have with Apple is when they release a new iPad, they have me go to one of the retail stores, and the day they start selling the iPad to the public, and then they take care of the customers first for about an hour, and I sort of bide my time, and then somebody hands me a review unit that I use for a period of time for my review. So I actually have to go to a store to pick it up. They don't send it to me.
Okay, but you get to take it home with you, right?
Yeah, but then I have to give it back.
Oh, you have to give it back. Okay, all right. So you, I mean, it's they don't just like give it to you for like 30 minutes and say, okay, what do you think?
No. I get to spend a good chunk of time with it so I can write a review.
All right. Julio Ojeda Zapata is the tech writer for the St. Paul Pioneer Press. So he gets, at least for a brief time, a chance to evaluate the iPad 3. So this went on sale, was it Thursday?
Friday,
yesterday. So you've had it for 24 hours, your review.
Mm-hmm. It looks almost exactly like the previous one. It's a little thicker. The major change that you can see that is readily apparent is the screen, which is a much higher resolution. The little dots called pixels are packed more closely together to the point where you can't actually see them. If you look at an iPhone or an iPad from a couple of years ago, if you look very closely, you see the screen's made up of these little squares. The new iPad, the squares are so small you can't see them, and therefore the screen looks much more realistic. Everything is sharper, cleaner.
Even when compared to the iPad 2?
Yeah, no, absolutely, yes.
All right. Other differences that you see?
You know, there honestly isn't a whole of a lot. There's voice dictation. It's faster under the hood, so it plays games, you know, faster and better. The major change is the screen. And I got to tell you, if you have an iPad 2, I don't think that really gets to the point where you want to like cash in your iPad 2 and get an iPad 3. I don't think it's that big of a change. But if you don't have an iPad or possibly if you have the original iPad and you're in the market, it's a pretty sweet upgrade. But the problem with Apple products is that they're very incremental. If you look at an Apple product from like 3 or 4 years ago compared to today, it's fairly dramatic. But from year to year, Apple sort of upgrades its products sort of gradually.
All right.
It's pretty good. But, you know, it's not the second coming.
All right. Well, and that's why we had you on, because we wanted to know. You know, I will say I had the iPad 1.
Mm-hmm.
And, I do think for some things, first of all, the size is compared to a mini laptop, it's great. I do think, you know, for word processing, it simply doesn't work. You've got to get the supplemental keyboard.
Right.
It just doesn't work. But it's not super fast.
Yeah, if you buy or borrow an iPad 3 from a friend, you will notice the difference. It's just a lot faster under the hood, you know, a much faster processor. So if you're into the productivity thing, you'll definitely tell.
See a difference between the iPad 1 and the iPad 3.
Yeah, absolutely.
What is the sticker price for the iPad 3 right now?
It's the same. It hasn't changed. What's interesting though is for the very first time, Apple kept the previous model around. Usually what they've done up to this point is get rid of everything that was out there, just completely, you know, wipe it from history and replace it. This time they kept the iPad 2 as sort of a cheaper backup for people that, you know, want to get something more affordable. that's a really smart move on Apple's point, on Apple's part, because that makes it more competitive with other tablet makers like Amazon with this Kindle Fire and so forth.
All right.
So people, if people aren't like blown away by the screen, and the other new feature that I forgot to mention about the new iPad is it has much faster wireless data capability via Verizon.
That's what I'm talking about. The iPad 1 is not fast. It's not fast.
You're talking about internet.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No. So the new iPad, especially with Verizon, which has an LTE network already deployed in the Twin Cities, if you're surfing using the built-in wireless data with the wireless carrier, specifically Verizon,
yes,
it's gonna blow your socks off, because for the Verizon LTE network is wicked fast. It's smoking fast, and so that is really amazing. The AT&T version of the iPad also has LTE capability built in, but the problem is AT&T has not deployed the LTE network in the Twin Cities yet. It's in the process of doing that around the country, but there's no LTE in the Twin Cities. Okay. You do get wireless internet access with the AT&T version of the iPad in the Twin Cities, but it's a little slower.
Okay, well, let me ask you. So you're saying, as far as you're concerned, the one that uses Verizon, the iPad 3 that uses Verizon, is faster than the iPad 3 that uses AT&T as the internet provider.
Yes, until the second AT&T deploys its LTE network in the Twin Cities, which I'm told is later this year. At that point, there will be parity. But right now,
okay,
you want wicked fast internet access via a wireless carrier. The Verizon iPad is the way to go right now.
All right, because when I got my iPad, I guess I thought that the only provider that was available then was AT&T for it.
That was the case at the time. Right,
okay.
Now, there's Verizon, there's AT&T. Then if you buy an older iPad, there is Sprint, but Sprint right now does not have is not supported with a new iPad.
So if you go into an Apple store right now and buy the latest, hottest iPad 3, can you choose between Verizon or AT&T?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you can't.
You're saying go with Verizon.
One or the other, because the wireless technologies are a little different.
Okay.
Yeah, so you walk in the store and say, I want a Verizon iPad. You can do that at the Apple store, or you can go to a Verizon store.
Oh, okay. And how much is it? I think it's about $20 a month.
Yeah, you're paying for data. It doesn't work as a phone. You're paying for data, and you can do it month to month. You're not committing to a long-term contract. You could turn on the wireless data if you want to use it. If there's a period of time when you know you don't want to use it, you can turn it off. So that makes it very convenient. That's a big differentiator with some of the competing tablets. Verizon has certain Android tablets. If you buy them, you actually have to commit to a two-year contract, and that's kind of a bummer. So the iPad makes that decision kind of easy, because you know you can turn it off when you don't need it, or you can't afford it, or whatever.
My guest is Julio Ojeda Zapata. He is the tech writer for the St. Paul Pioneer Press. I think we're going to take a break right here. When we come back, I want to ask Julio, and he touched on it, these other tablets, whether it's the Barnes & Noble Nook, the Amazon Kindle, some of these other Droid tablets that are out there. He gets to try all these things out and play with them. What is tops in his book? We're going to ask him that when we come back on News Radio 830 WCCO.
This is WCCO.
Good evening, everyone. Esme Murphy with you until 10 o'clock. My guest, Julio Ojeda Zapata. He is the tech writer for the St. Paul Pioneer Press. We've just gotten the scoop on the new iPad 3, which just came out yesterday. My question now to Julio is, what about all these other tablets that are out there? My daughter actually has the Barnes & Noble Nook, and it's the latest one, and it's pretty darn cool. It really is. What do you think of the other tablets that are out there, and does anyone top the Apple?
The Apple is by far the best tablet because it has the best screen right now. There's nobody else that has the screen that has the Retina resolution. So that's a big differentiator. The iPad has the most and the best apps. You know, apps is really what it's all about. And so you know, overall, the iPad is best, but there's a lot of other choices out there. The Kindle Fire is very affordable and gives you access to, you know, that vast ecosystem of Amazon content. My column this Sunday is about a variety of iPad alternatives. There's an AT&T tablet called the Pantech Element, which is waterproof. You can actually, if you go to the lake or whatever, and you're afraid about accidentally dropping your tablet in the water, it'll survive a plunge in the lake. So that's an interesting option. Microsoft has a new operating system, Windows 8, that's coming, which is, you know, a standard computer operating system, but it's also going to be very tablet friendly. I actually have Windows 8 installed on a tablet, and that is something that is yet to come. You know, Windows 8 tablets aren't here yet, but they're going to be coming within the next year. Those are going to be very interesting options because you get a full tablet experience on a device that is actually also a full computer. The iPad, as you know, is not a full computer. It's a little tougher for productivity because it's a little simplified. Windows 8 will be a very interesting option because you'll have the full power of Windows in kind of a tablet-friendly kind of a package. So that is very interesting. There are a ton of tablets, like a lot of Android tablets. Verizon has a variety of Samsung Galaxy Tab tablets in various sizes.
Let me see. How about for value? If somebody really wants, you know, a bargain, like the best for the buck, which one would you say is number one?
iPad 2, definitely.
The iPad 2. Now, how much? And that's the one you said that Apple really has broken its business model by keeping the previous generation around. What is the iPad 3 retail for again?
It's going to be, I'm blanking out here. I think it starts at about $400, and the iPad 2 is going to be substantially less expensive than that. They basically took the base price of the iPad, and then knocked about $100 off it. So you get, last year's iPad model at a dramatically reduced price. The problem with that price, though, is it's still much more expensive than the Kindle Fire. Kindle Fire is $200, which is a pretty dynamite price, and that is substantially less still than the discounted iPad 2. So you're going to be paying more money, but what you get for that extra investment is more versatility. The Kindle Fire, the problem with that is it's a very good information consumption device for reading, watching videos, listening to music. But it's not very good if you want to get anything done. The Kindle Fire is very bad for that. The iPad 2 is an iPad. It's a little slower on the internet front. It doesn't have as high a resolution screen, but it's going to run all the same apps. It's going to do all the same things. If the new iPad seems a little steep for you, and if the iPad 2 is something to look at, it's still a little pricey, but much less so than the new iPad, and it gives you the most bang for your buck, I think.
All right. Well, Julio Ojeda Zapata, you can read his work in the St. Paul Pioneer Press. He is the tech writer for that newspaper. Thank you so much for breaking this all down for us. We appreciate it.
Sure, no problem.
All right. Interesting. So he thinks the best bargain is the iPad 2 because Apple is continuing to sell it. Good advice.
I may do that. I have no tablet, so I'm
right.
A man without a tablet.
It's pretty good. The iPad 1 it comes in handy. I do use it for work, but it is slower, and he says the iPad 2 takes care of that. So the bargain there.